Hi, my name is Rabbi Jeffrey Fox, and I'm a faculty member here at the Drusha Institute, and we're going to talk about Parshat Vayikra. When we begin to enter into the world of Parshat Vayikra, we enter into a whole new universe. We have finished the vast majorities of the narratives of Bereshit, all the exciting intrigue of Abraham and Sarah and the first family, and now we enter into the world of Korbanot, the world of sacrifices. And there really is a core debate, a fundamental struggle amongst the medieval Parshanim, amongst the Rishonim, as to what is the role of Korbanot in general, and particularly in the lives of the Jewish people, and how are we supposed to understand what it means to sacrifice animals. Quite famously, Maimonides, in the Guide of the Perplexed, towards the end of Book 3, talks about Korbanot and the whole system of the Mishkan and the Mikdash as, in some sense, a consolation to the Jewish people having been immersed in a society like Egypt, where there was a tremendous amount of sacrifices going on. And then Hashem turned to the Jewish people and said, you know what, let me take some of the good pieces of that cult, and we'll make it more ethical and more normal. So instead of having cultic prostitution or child sacrifice, God forbid, now we'll take animals. And we'll take even animals that were perhaps amongst the gods of the non-Jewish people, of the Egyptian culture. And Maimonides even goes so far as to say that at some point, there's meant to be a development that goes beyond Korbanot. But at some point, Korbanot are meant to give way to a world of Tefillah. And then he even says, quite controversially, that after Tefillah, there's meant to be something else. Perhaps just a world of meditation or contemplation. And so Maimonides, the rationalist, seems to struggle with what's really the value of sacrificing an animal, of spilling the blood of another creature for the sake of Avodat Hashem. Says the Rambam, that really was meant as an educational message, to help to move the Jewish people out from the idolatry of Egypt and towards a more healthy direction, towards the world of tefillah, the world of contemplation. The Ramban, at the beginning of this week's Parsha, is terrified and quite angry with the Rambam. Says the Ramban, Nachmanides, the Rambam simply can't be right. His first proof is really, his main proofs come from Noach and from Cain and Hevel, who themselves bring Korbanot without their having ever been in Egypt, at least not yet. That is to say, it seems, says the Ramban, that Korbanot are a natural instinct of human beings, a natural way to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban goes even further in his world of Kabbalah, in his world of spirituality and mysticism, that in fact, the Korban, the sacrificing of the animal, is really meant to function as a replacement. That is to say, we have sinned. Really, it is our blood that is meant to be spilled on the altar. And in the place of the animal, in the place of ourselves, we put the cow, we put the bird, whatever that might be, to say that we deserve to receive this, but instead of the animal, instead of ourselves, it's going to be the animal. Enters the Ramban and says, Rambam, you can't be right. It can't be that Korbanot, this entire system, the entire system of Sefer Vayikra was intended just as an educational message and as a stop along the way of the development of the Jewish people. Korbanot have an essential value in and of themselves. We live in a world in which the way we treat animals is not simple. I myself call myself a struggling vegetarian. I wish someday that I could merit to be a vegetarian, and yet I enjoy my cholent too much. But the Ramban here is saying that there is something about the way we relate to animals that we're meant to use them in this way in our worship. Says Maimonides, maybe there's a sense in which we're meant to get to a different type of vision, where we no longer feel the need to sacrifice animals, or perhaps even the need to consume animals. Rav Kook, in his Chazon Hatzim Choniyut, in his vision of what it means to be a world of almost like Gan Eden, a world of vegetarianism, takes this to the next step. Perhaps all of us can latch on to Rav Kook's vision, become a little bit closer to being full vegetarians, and take the deep educational message of the Rambam in our reading of Sefer Vayikra and Parshat Vayikra. Shabbat Shalom.